Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast. Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Dr. Christine Nadeau. Dr. Nadeau is a board-certified family physician with nearly 20 years of experience in providing primary care to people of all ages. She is the founder and owner of an innovative boutique medical practice called Bloom Integrative Health that focuses on achieving and maintaining good health and longevity by helping people understand their personal risks for disease, integrating a healthcare team to support change in modifiable areas of life, then implementing traditional and non-traditional modes of treatment. Dr. Nadeau received her undergraduate degree in biology and psychology from Baylor University, then her medical degree from Cebu Institute of Medicine in Cebu City, Philippines, the same medical school her parents both attended. She went on to specialty training in family medicine through St. Joseph Medical Center, a part of Creighton University Arizona Education Alliance in Phoenix, Arizona, and she is now pursuing board certification in anti-aging medicine. Well, good afternoon, Christine. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Christine, your career certainly has some depth and knowledge and experience, right? Working in clinic, hospital setting, being a medical writer, and now you've newly launched your medical practice. How does owning your own medical practice compare to corporate America?
You know, obviously there's major differences between owning your own solo practice and being employed in a corporate setting or even a traditional medical setting. But I think the largest piece is that autonomy that I've gotten from my own solo practice. And it's this flexibility over my day, my personal life, and also being able to recapture control over any clinical decisions I make for my patients. In the corporate setting, those decisions just are not mine, you know. So that is huge because I'm a mom, I have a family, I'm a wife, you know, I'm a daughter. I'm also trying to get to my own best health. And, you know, that flexibility just isn't there as a physician. And I really needed that. And that's actually one of the reasons why I left and did my own thing.
That's amazing. And I appreciate you doing that. You've spent a lot of time. In fact, you worked at Cerner for a little while there too. So yes, You've kind of seen the whole gamut of it. And I'm glad you've got your freedom being in your own practice. I think that's amazing. I've had a lot of physicians on this podcast, as a matter of fact, and they share a lot of the same sentiments, believe it or not.
Yes, we care for others, but we don't oftentimes prioritize our own health care. So, and it shouldn't be that way, right? Your caregiver should be pretty healthy too. So,
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. So Christine, physicians these days, as you know, and we talked a little bit about that, but there's a lot of administrative requirements on top of your patient care work, right? So where do you think healthcare needs to focus specifically when it comes to technology to help reduce physician burnout?
You know, this is one of the biggest topics I spoke about actually when I was employed with Cerner, because we had direct contact with their IT teams. And so I always said that the healthcare industry, the healthcare IT industry, could save primary care. And I absolutely believe in that. All they needed to do was really focus on our pain points. You know, primary care, they are the physicians you go to for any minor medical issue or major. They help you maneuver through the whole medical system. And there are so many places that could be improved, so many pain points. And if the healthcare IT industry actually asked the primary care physicians, what is it that's important for you to fix? I guarantee that the IT guys would be absolutely motivated to come up with some solutions. It's just, I don't think that the two bodies are speaking necessarily. And of course, because I'm primary care and I'm in the ambulatory setting now, you know, I think there's, oh my goodness, there's just so much that we can do to improve flexibility and have the physician regain maybe some time back with their families, the autonomy, the flexibility and control over that by making things, you know, more mobile, you know, mobile virtual care. I mean, that those are all solutions to what is ailing primary care now. So a lot of work yet to be done.
Thank you for sharing that. And I understand as well, I've been in healthcare 20 plus years on the technology side. And you're right, there's just, especially in systems like hospital settings and so forth, there's just, you know, the right hand doesn't talk to the left hand. And part of that is we need to include the patient in that whole equation, of course, right? So,
yes.
Thank you. Christine, talk to us about how your practice is unconventional compared to many of the system-owned practices out there today.
So, you know, I've had a lot of experience, and I am a major advocate for primary care physicians. I'm family practice, board certified, and my family is, they're all primary care providers as well, internal medicine, you know, mostly rural settings, but what I wanted to do was create that same sort of feel as if the doctor was part of your family, because that is what I observed watching my parents in the rural setting. You know, they just knew everyone. They knew the needs of the family, all of that. So I'm kind of going back to the roots. Instead of, you know, like right now, my practice is Bloom Integrative Health, and integrative health is kind of a new term for what we used to do back then, I guess, back in the 70s and 80s. It seems like it's a unique model because we can't find it anywhere, but I'm actually combining a team care feel, okay, with holistic approach to medical care. And then there's some new terms we throw in there. It's called precision medicine and also direct primary care. And the whole system together really works. So what our goal is that we are motivated to keep our patients healthy, get to their best health, and stay healthy. So they're not actually using the medical system, you know, like keep them out of hospitals, avoid sickness. And that is where the money is being spent, is when people get ill. So what we are trying to do with Bloom is to have people invest in good health today, so they aren't paying for the bad health later. You know, and when I talk to my male patients about it, usually I use the analogy to car maintenance, because my husband does all of the car maintenance. I know nothing about car maintenance. And so he's the one changing the oil and you know, checking, making sure that it's getting into the maintenance checks like it should. And it's similar to the human body. You know, we need to be looking for potential problems, and we can absolutely take care of those if we are looking, right? And so I know that if men were to know of someone who just drove their car into the ground, never looked under the hood, never changed the oil, I'm sure most people would be like, is that person crazy? You know, why didn't they pay attention? Why didn't they screen for some minor things that could have been changed, right? So I think that our system, the Bloom Integrative Health Clinic, is going to be unique because we are not going to wait for people to get sick. We want to help people get to their best health, stay healthy, and not miss those maintenance checks, so that there's longevity and, you know, and their body engine keeps going, right? So
I'm very intrigued by your approach to proactive patient care. And I think that's
yes.
where it needs to go. I mean, the last several years have been focused on population health. And I think, you know, you had that in mind as you were working with your patients in your area for your practice. So thank you. Christine, this is probably our most favorite question. Our audience loves to know more about our guests. And is there something you can share, something, anything from your career experience that would be helpful for those listening, looking to grow their either medical career or maybe to launch their own practice?
Oh boy. You know, I love teaching, and I love encouraging others to, you know, kind of dive deep and pull from their knowledge and use it. Okay, so I tell that to my kids all the time. You know, you were given some God-given talent, and we need to show everyone. Don't hide it. And so I actually have a couple of things that I always encourage people to do when they're thinking about, you know, going on their own for a medical career of some kind or launching a practice. First is, you know, learn the business, learn the business side, because you know, everyone that goes into medicine, they don't think of it as an actual business that earns money. I think most of us go into it as caregiver, and you hate to ask for money, but geez, you know, this is a way of earning a living. And we sure spend a lot of time and energy getting our education, and a lot of money getting our education to get to this point of our expertise and knowledge. So I say, learn the business part. Don't be afraid of it. You're a caregiver, but also it has to be a business that will create income for you. So that's a big thing. And that goes into the second point that I wanted to make, was don't devalue your expertise and knowledge, because it took you so long to get there. And that is what most caregivers will do, especially me as a woman too. You hate to put a value, like a dollar value, on your services, but it's still a service, and it took you a long time to get that expertise. So, you know, don't devalue yourself. And then the last piece is, I think that most people have an instinct, you know, and they know when the practice doesn't feel right or the setting doesn't feel right. And I'm sure a lot of your audience and a lot of the folks that you've had come on your show have said the same thing, is just don't ignore those instincts. You know, listen to your instincts and go with your gut. And in my case, you know, I knew there was a better way to deliver healthcare. And all of the pieces, all of the hurdles that I have gone over to try to get my practice going, you know, it felt good getting those out of the way, because I knew deep down that this was the right way to practice medicine. So if I didn't listen to my instinct, I'd still be in the same place and I wouldn't be enjoying, you know, setting up the solo practice that I'm doing now the way that I feel makes sense. You know, it's logical, makes sense, and how we care for people. So that is my last point, is just, you know, go with your gut. If something doesn't feel right, make it a change.
Thank you for sharing, Christine. That was very helpful, very insightful. And Christine, lastly, I just want to thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure having you today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed the conversation. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye for now.
Thank you.